Blog Talk Radio.
The question is, when you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road. When the world is on your shoulders. When your back is up against the wall. What do you do? You hold on and keep the faith. Tell somebody on your road, say, come on. Tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Inspired me to know that I picked the right title for tonight, God at the Crossroads, because I wasn't sure what song I was going to use, and here I clicked on your song, and the first thing that you said, when you're at a crossroads, so I picked the title and the right song to go with this message for tonight, but it's nothing but God. I give him the glory. But I hope that you all had a great and wonderful Christmas and New Year's. Well, I spent the last 10 days. I just got back today. I just spent the last 10 days in L.A. with my L.A. family, my son, my daughter-in-law, and my 3-year-old granddaughter. And it was wonderful. Had a great time. But you know one thing? It wasn't just visiting with them. I needed the rest. God gave me rest. Because what happened was I was to go there to help them with the 3-year-old because the daycare was going to be closed for several weeks. And something fell through as far as the daycare director was going somewhere. And it fell through that she did not close the daycare for the whole length of time. So really, part of the time last week, I think it was a total of 3 days, and also yesterday, Lonnie, my granddaughter's name is Alani, and I call her Lonnie, she went to the daycare. So I was able to rest, and I thought of all the things that happened that I did and things I was involved in November and December. And I really needed rest. So God knows what you need before you even think that you know it. So he rearranged that whole 10 days visit where I was able to get some rest. And every day I would go for a walk. I think it was a total of 4 days I went for a walk. I would wait until the middle of the day and go for a walk. And it was such a wonderful, peaceful walk. I would talk to God and just pretty much enjoying the walk every day. But God knew I needed a rest. So that's why he rearranged that trip that the daycare provider was going, and just where I was able to rest. I didn't have to take care of Lonnie every day. But when she came home, well, I got her dressed in the morning and also got took care, helped with her bath and all that stuff like that in the evening. But I had the whole day to myself. My son and his wife, they work from home. So they were pretty busy working. So I would take time and just relax and read and get on my computer and delete some stuff that I needed to. And also, I went for that walk that I needed. But it was wonderful. It was just what I needed for that 10 days. And just came back this afternoon. Got back in town about 3 o'clock. And I heard that you guys had some bad weather last night. And looking at the news, you know, I was out of touch by Atlanta because I didn't, the time change is 3-hour difference. And it took me for a loop for the first 2 days to try to get myself together as far as the time change. But I heard that y'all had a really terrible last 24 hours. And I saw all the rain and the flooding and everything. But guess what? When we were landing, we were getting ready to land in Atlanta. Guess what? The sun was shining so bright from the window, I had to put the shade down. It was bright sun and no sign of rain. But when I got out, of course, we could see that there was a lot of water everywhere. Hey, I guess I brought the sunshine. Brought back the sunshine for you guys, because I heard what happened last night and today. So I even had tornado watch because my alarm, when I turned it off, it was still going off because it kept on saying tornado alert. But I am glad that I know you're supposed to be having some more bad weather in several days, but thank God I didn't have to drive through that from the airport. But anyway, I have some announcement, but that will be talked about at the very end. I want to talk about God at the crossroads. And some of you came in a little bit late, but Charles Jenkins, the song, Keep the Faith, the first thing that he said, when you're at a crossroads, it's all connected together. And the scripture I want to talk about tonight is Jeremiah 6:16. And this is what it says. Stand at the crossroad and look. Ask where the good way is and walk in it. Now, I know many of you have made New Year's resolutions. You're fasting and you have scriptures that you want to use each day. Well, add this one to it. Jeremiah 6:16. Stand at the crossroad and look and ask where the good way is and walk in it. God's direction doesn't always come so clearly, but it does come when we stand at the crossroad. Let's make sure that we're always looking for God. And here is, and when you are at a crossroads, you are pretty much also looking for an answer. Specifically states that if you God, ask God where the good way is and walk in it, because he will direct your path. That's what he does. He will give you the right path. And here's another scripture that dealing with the right path. Psalms 18:32. It is God that girds me with strength and make my way perfect. Well, keep looking for God more in 2024, because we will surely need it. You know the things that are going on today, and we surely going to need to be able to see him and look for him for directions. There's another scripture here. Just 1 second, and just put it on my phone. And it is Psalms 119:105. That's another famous one that most people know. And it says, the Bible is a lamp to guide our feet and a light for our path. This verse tells us that when we don't know where, what the right choice is, and just like Jeremiah was saying, where the good way is, good choice, we should rely on God's word for help. God's word can be the answer to your questions. It can be the light to show you which path to take. And I think we're going to need to really hold on to that scripture, because there will be times that we do not know the right direction to take. And having God's word and believing in him and requesting when there's a, when we're at a crossroad, that's when we need to ask for help, when we don't know which direction to go. When you're at a Y, you know, Y, how a Y goes just like the letter Y, it goes in two different directions. And if you're looking, if you have your GPS, you're looking to see whether you need to go in that direction of the Y or the other direction. The GPS is going to help you, but at the same time, you might be questioning, which way do I go? So many times it's not just directions we're going to ask God for. I mean, as far as traveling, the GPS going this place and that place. But there are things that we have to make the decision on. Making the decision whether to do what, the right way to improve our home. The cheapest, more practical and inexpensive way to purchase something. Making choices with our health. Now, many of us have made a New Year's resolution. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. Many of us don't all make those resolutions, but after a couple of months, we forget about them. And also fasting. Are we making resolutions for fasting because for God? Are we making resolution to lose weight? Are we making resolutions for better our health? But it's always good to go to God and ask God for direction, his vision, his wisdom and understanding, so we can make better choices. Better choices in making a purchase, better choices in deciding on, it's so many things in life. And especially when you have a home, there's ongoing things all the time that you got to make decisions on. So make it a habit of asking God the good way is and walk in it, the direction that you need to go. And so that is the main thing that this title, God at the Crossroads, he's there for us. He's not just at the crossroads. He's in our homes, in our lives. in our hearts. He's there. He's not just at a crossroad. He's there for everything that we need for him, and especially 2024. Because as you watch the news, you know the things that you see there, you need directions, you need guidance, you need blessing, you need protection for all of going into 2024. We made it, we crossed over. We crossed over the crossroad. But in order to maintain it and be sane and to go through this year, we don't know what is coming. We are just in half of a month it's only 9 days that we are into a new year. So focus on that scripture. Add this scripture to all the other scriptures that you're going to be focusing on for this new year's. So that's what I wanted to, when I read the Daily Bread, he put some other thoughts in my mind regarding the crossroad. Now, there is something else. Where do you need directions in your life today? Think about it. After you get off the air, think about what direction you need help with. Ask God. Make it a beginning of the new thing. I have something that someone gave me, and it talks about make it a new thing. And also my pastor said, do something different. Don't do the same thing that you did 2023. Do something different. And there's another thing on, there's an ARP, another health, I'm trying to see, but I can't remember, but it's ARP or Silver Sneakers or one of those. And it says, it's very helpful to help our brain to be wiser and also keep it sharp by doing something different that you never did before. So think about that one thing that you wanted to do and you and now you're going to get this opportunity in 2024 to do it. So do something different. But it helps the mind. It doesn't just help the learning how to do something. It also helps the mind. The brain, you're saying to the brain, I'm not going to be thinking the same way all the time. I'm going to think a little bit different. And you know, when you lay on one side of your bed all the time, you're not helping that other side of your brain, your body. So that's what I'm going to change too, is to try to sleep on the other side as well as the side that you normally sleep. So make changes. So just remember that. And how might God be revealing himself to you going into the 2024? What direction that he wants to give you that you have not allowed him to give you, because we are so busy with our minds and doing things, we don't hear him. Ask him what direction that he wants us to go, because I am asking him for that as well. Let me, I want my light to continue to shine to do his will. What else that he wants me to do? Enlarge my territory, but enlarge it in the way that he wants me to go and to help others. So add those things to your list of resolution. I'm not making resolution. I am just pretty much making statement of things that I know that I need to do. There's several things that I need to do, but I don't consider it as being resolutions. So where do you need directions today? How might God be revealing himself to you? Well, we're going to say, dear God, I am uncertain. Help me to stand at the crossroad and look for your provision, your direction. That's what we need to do, so we won't make those same mistakes over and over again. Because I know I don't want to go into 2024 making some of the mistakes that I made in 2023. So that is the message for God at the crossroad, Jeremiah 6:16. Now, I have some announcements. And these are important announcements. Well, I've been gone for 10 days, and I want you to know, if you have forgotten, we have a trip in June 10th through the 14th of this year, and we are going to the Art Encounter and Creation Museum. We're going for 5 days. It is $710, but that includes 4 nights, a total of eight meals, 4 breakfasts, 4 dinners, admission to the Art Encounter. It's the admission to the famous Creation Museum. We're going to be going on a boat ride, sightseeing cruise along the Ohio River. We are also going to the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center there. This also includes the tip for the bus driver. So pretty much you won't have to worry about anything, but pack your bags and bring your family, your friends, your coworker, your church member, your neighbor, whoever. And it can be a male or female, but no children. Most important thing, we are having a meeting. Write this down. I know I'll be texting it to you, but still write it down. So you want to let this be a conflict. On January the 20th is our first meeting of the year. I need you here. There's several things that we're going to be discussing. But the main thing is bring your $80 deposit for this trip. We need that so we can go ahead and get it in and let them know how many people are going attending. We need 30 or more attendees. So make phone calls. And we have a payment plan, but we can adjust that payment plan as long as you pay off by April 1st is the last date because I have to send it in a few days later. So April 1st is going to be the last date to finalize the trip. So the schedule that we made before, that's going to be out because some of you have already write your check for the whole thing. And I'm depositing to the account before I left town. So I'm hoping that you consider to be a part of this trip. It's going to be really a very, to be able to go and see the Art Encounter, just like the Noah's Ark, and be able to see how big that art really was. It's a replica of everything that was in that, how large and all the animals and everything that's involved with that. So I hope that you will be interested to come and ask other people to come so we can pack the bus. I want more than 30, of course, but I just wanted to let you know that we need at least 30 people. And we've had several of our widows bringing friends. And it doesn't have to be widows. It can be anyone that wants to go except for children. That is the most important thing. Mark your calendar for our first meeting, January 20th, and it's always 9 to 10:30 a.m., and we always serve a continental breakfast. That is, that's the main thing. And in February, we have a wonderful surprise for you guys in February, but we'll talk about that later, and I'll get a date. We haven't decided on the date, so Sheila and I have to sit down and talk about the date that we're going to have that event on. So, and if you have a new widow, please bring the widow to the meeting, a new widow to the meeting. Now, what happened, it was while I was on the trip, I think the first day I was sitting there trying to delete some text messages from my phone. Because I had a whole lot that I needed to delete. And guess what happened? I really didn't think I did. I don't know what happened, what button I touched, but all of my text messages were deleted. Nothing. All of those text messages I've been sending you guys, I delete them from time to time. But if you gave me a telephone number of a new widow recently, I don't have that information. I keep it on my phone for a while because I will refer back to it. But please send it to me again. And I apologize to have to ask you again, but things happen. Everything went, and I don't understand what happened. But all I have is your name and telephone number. Anything that you said to me back and forth, it's gone. But it needed to be gone, really, because I had so much on there. I don't delete things like I should, and I needed to. But please be mindful of that. If you have someone that you referred and I haven't contacted them, it's because I don't have the number anymore, and I'm so sorry. But that is all I have for tonight. I just wanted to wish you a happy New Year's, and I'm back, and I'm not sure the order of the talk show. I am getting people trying to get someone once a month to come on the show and talk about different things. If you have a product or different things that you think that will benefit other people, widows, just give me a call, and we'll be glad to bring them on to talk about it so I don't have to be the one talking all the time. So please help me out this year. And if you have something that you want to talk about, we can do it together. You can do it all alone, whatever. But I need your help and support this year. I need to have you to be more active. I wanted to bring some of you on the telephone by clicking on, but no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to just do that. I see a lot of different numbers. One thing I do want to do, I want to take a picture of those numbers because I want to see who's calling in tonight. I'm clicking on now. Just be still, because I need to see who's new so I can go ahead and then acknowledge you. But thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And I want you to listen. It's three more minutes. I am going to click on Charles Jenkins. Keep the faith. I want you to listen at all those words that Charles Jenkins is saying, because that's what we need to do. When we go into this, into this 2024. Be blessed and tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And I'm going to play it, and I'll talk to you soon again next week. But I am going to make sure I have at least one guest on each month so you can listen to someone else other than myself as well. But you can help me out by telling me about someone. Okay, but listen to his words. It's important. You only had three more minutes.
The question is, when you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road.
When a fork is in the road, what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do?
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do? You hold on.
Hold on.
And keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Tell somebody on your road. Say.
Keep the faith.
Come on. Tell somebody sitting around you. Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else. Keep the faith. There's nowhere else to look.
Where do you turn?
When there's nowhere else to turn. Where do you go? When there's nowhere else to go. nothing else to do. You gotta remember, you're in the master's hands. And the master has a plan. So hold on. Hold on. And keep the faith. Keep the faith.